This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
A little posty, as Sue called them there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I like this song a lot. It is a devastatingly accurate song when it comes to alcohol abuse, by the way. It's a very, very serious song, but it's one of my favorites. He's at Busch Stadium tonight, which is kind of amazing. Hey, one of the reasons I love my friend Scott Jennings is because he was the first person actually to text the information about the Pete Rose situation because he's such a big baseball fan. He has a book coming out, but before that, Selena Zito's book is only a few weeks away. Butler, the untold story of the near assassination of Donald Trump and the fight for America's heartland. She's back with us this afternoon. Hi, Selena. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am still trying to recover from some international travel, but other than that, I'm fine. But look, I've been, you know, trying to catch up on some of the news, and one of the things I had to catch up on last week was this whole John Fetterman thing. And I know that I would trust you with the handling of this story probably more than anyone else because you're Pennsylvania-based. We've talked about Fetterman before. The New Yorker comes out with a piece. It seems to me like a bit of a hit piece, but there's former staffers that say that he's a little unstable, et cetera. What's the truth here?
It doesn't feel like a hit piece. It is a hit piece. You know, no one was more critical of Fetterman than me in 2022. And it had everything to do with lack of transparency coming from the same staff that's now throwing him under the bus.
Hmm.
And so they're talking about his behavior. Well, it's not really about his behavior. This is who John Fetterman always was before he had a stroke. And who he has regained as his sense of self since coming out of Walter Reed and recovering from depression. Well, the only thing that is different about John Fetterman is for them is that they can't control his message anymore. And he has always been this guy who was never beloved within his own party. They never once endorsed him. He upended a sitting lieutenant governor, a Democrat, in a primary. So he's never been anybody's darling or anybody's guy. He's always been his own guy. But, you know, because the staff has lost control, they've decided to try to get rid of him because he's not pure enough for their party.
Yes, so you go ahead.
My most recent Washington Post piece, I spent several hours with him and John and Senator McCormick interviewing him back and forth. It was a robust interview and robust debate between the two of them, and I saw no problem at all. And then just last week, Senator McCormick had a book event for me at his home. Senator Fetterman came, not only come, he hung out for 2 hours, talked with everybody, and gave an impromptu speech about the importance of journalism and the work that I do.
But who are the people that are turning on him? These are like, wasn't one of these people a chief of staff to John Fetterman?
Yeah, and he came from the camp. These are the people that were controlled his message when he was running. You know, when he was running, I remember coming on your show and saying, this isn't the guy that I knew. Mm-hmm. He wasn't this far left guy. Right.
Yep.
And but that's because it wasn't his message. It was his chief of staff's message.
So one of the, you know, I saw this because I was trying to catch up. There was a video that apparently went viral of John Fetterman on an airplane and someone shooting this video from behind. And the way that they played it off is that he was refusing to put on his seatbelt. I really couldn't hear the conversation enough. But wasn't that one of the pieces of evidence that they're trying to hit him with right now? And I don't even know what the truth is there.
Once again, this is always who John Fetterman has been. It just has everything to do with Israel. Let's not pretend anything else. John has always been this guy. He's always been this guy. The only time he wasn't himself was when the same staffers controlled him.
Well, and that should tell you a lot right there, right?
Yes.
Does
tells
he
do everything?
Does he have people in his world now that are more trustworthy, in your opinion?
I don't know. You know, I have always just directly talked to him. Oh. I have always, I've because his staff was so untransparent during his recovery. They would never let me talk to him. Like, they would never give me access. There was no transparency. So we reverted back to our reporter. Elected official relationship once he recovered from his depression.
So he's not for re-election to what, 28, but they're already talking about primarying him, right?
Well, if he decides to run again, and I don't know that he will, I don't think he particularly cares for the job, but I've thought that long before this happened. This is a very DC story. This is not a Pennsylvania story.
Yeah.
And the more they circulate this rumor and this whisper campaign to get rid of him, the more popular he becomes in our state.
Let me cross over to another issue which still has common bonds with the Fetterman issue, just because of the way that the media filters these things. Because Sunday night, I'm sitting around, poking around, and I see this Jonathan Karl piece about the $400 million airplane. And, you know, I said this yesterday, Selena, I don't even know exactly how I feel on that particular topic. I heard what President Trump had said yesterday. He offered a great Sam Snead analogy, which I appreciate. I like to apply some of the same standards I would apply to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or anything like that. But one of the difficulties I think a lot of us have, whether we're just regular people or even people that are on the radio like me, is we don't know what to believe when it comes to all these things. We don't know what facts are accurate, what facts aren't. Even in that story, there's a pretty good side story there about Boeing being unable to complete the work on Air Force One and their plane. So what is your take on that?
In 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
They had 10 years. Well, it's embarrassing. We're America. We're supposed to make things. Right.
Yeah,
that's supposed
absolutely.
To be. Yeah. You know, I mean, it is my profession and I struggle with where the truth lies because there's so much opinion weighing and, you know, sort of speculation weighing half the reports that I receive that, you know, I am speculative of everything that I see. In particular, coming from the legacy news organization.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently watching, you know, on a regular basis here, especially today, Jake Tapper try to, with a straight face, talk about his new book and try to make it seem like he was so voracious and trying to get the answers. You know what's flipped on that scenario now? All these folks are blaming the people around the president. They're not blaming themselves for not asking the questions. They're saying, oh, you know, it's not our fault that happened. He was so insulated. The people around him, those are the ones to blame. It's ridiculous.
A lot of blame to go around, in particular the people that were hiding everything. But, you know, I have learned as a reporter that my job really begins as soon as someone tells me no. Because you just dig until you get the answer. That's the and I can attest that the Biden people don't even return phone calls, emails, texts, anything. I mean, they just didn't. But they have much better access than I ever would. that I ever did. There's only so far I could go up the chain, right? But the evidence was right in front of us. And I wrote about it, and I took a lot of crap for it. But I had to write about what was happening, not what I wished was happening.
So what do you think of the comeback tour for Joe and Kamala here the last couple of weeks? Biden in particular, going on The View. Good Lord.
They have no self-awareness whatsoever.
None. No self-awareness.
It is a remarkable spectacle to watch because neither does she. And neither do the people that handle them. You know, they're so encased in this hard plastic bubble, they don't understand that people can see through their bubble.
You know,
they think it's opaque.
You know, last week when there was this announcement about the 250th anniversary of the Army and maybe a parade, I was around. I'm not trying to criticize my friends, but I'm around some lefty friends. And the first thing that they point to is, oh, that's that. You mean his birthday celebration? As if he was trying to or somehow changed his birthday to match up with the 250th anniversary. I mean, some of us are still proud Americans. But the automatic default on the part of everyone, and this is because of the mainstream media, is to go exactly what might be wrong because of Trump. They'd never do it for anyone else.
That's true. I mean, it is, it's really sad for me. It's one of the last chapter of my book is the death of my profession. And nothing underscored it more than the election of 2024. And I really go into a deep dive about it. And it's sad, because this is something I have loved being, but as I watch it, the do it that are centered in the sort of cultural elite zip codes, they're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it for the benefit of the reader.
No doubt about that. Hey, on the topic of the book, I mentioned my friend Scott Jennings. He's got a book out in December, and you've emphasized this before. Your book's coming out, but pre-orders, as I have done, pre-orders are important. Explain why that's important as you near publication of Butler, The Untold Story, the near assassination of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Donald Trump and the fight for America's heartland.
Well, not only is it an incredible book, and I don't usually talk nice about myself, it really is. There's a campaign book like it, of it, like no other, and not just because of what happened in Butler, not what the conversations that the president had, and what I understood was happening, but as I saw it, and I take readers there on a very granular, personal level. Your heart will be racing through most of the book. But for an author who doesn't live in D.C. or New York, the challenge is, will booksellers put their books on their shelves?
Yeah.
And that means also online, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble to your local bookstore. Well, if you do not have a good pre-sale, they won't do it. And if you don't have, if there aren't books on the shelves, or they haven't ordered enough books, then people can't buy the book.
Right.
And the president has endorsed the book robustly, and I think people will really deeply appreciate it and learn so many new things as they read it.
I can't wait. And just hearing, I didn't realize until just a few minutes ago that you were going to do that chapter on the media. You know as well as I do, that could have been a whole damn book, probably a series of books, right? Maybe it still will be.
It really, and I really get in there. I mean, I'm probably making a lot of enemies. But
good.
I really peel back in a very granular level everything that was wrongly, blatantly wrongly reported. And it's disturbing, to be honest.
Sad. It's sad because we need a media, even here in St. Louis. We've had some stories here in this week, and you can't count on anything because the resources aren't there, and then the bias is there in particular. Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland, is coming out in a few weeks. Selena, thank you so much. Pre-order the book.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. She's great, and she does such a service to us. She's been on with us for so long, and she's blown up significantly, but she still comes on this show, and I appreciate it deeply.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.